はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。日本文化レッスンでございます。さくらです。
よしです。
Peter here, Japanese culture class number 24. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. We are back with Sakura-san and Yoshi-san to talk about weddings.
Yes.
Finally, part two.
Finally.
Finally.
It's been a long time.
Too long.
ね。
But we sent Yoshi down to Kyushu to do some research.
はい。Yes.
Now, you went to a wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
本当?
はい。行ってきました。
So he's going to tell us all about that. Plus, we're going to incorporate it into today's lesson. How does that sound, Sakura-san?
いいですね。I like it.
I like it too.
はい。
Now, so why don't we start off? Last time we got up to the betrothal gifts, which in Japanese, how do we say that?
Yui no.
Sakura-san, can you tell us about this?
Yui no is a formal engagement in Japanese style, traditional style. And traditionally, the purpose was for the groom-to-be to bring money and gifts to the bride-to-be to prepare for the wedding. And in old days, a go-between called nakodo used to go to groom-to-be's house and get the money or gift and bring it over to bride-to-be's house. And then the return. It's called yui no gaeshi. Gaeshi is return.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So nakodo used to go to each other's house.
And what percent did he or she get for that?
They later get something.
Oh, I bet they do.
Yes. But nowadays, it's more simplified, modern style of yui no. It's popular for the two families to meet at the restaurant and exchange their gifts and money there.
Now, when you say gifts, what kind of gifts will we be talking about? You said money.
Yes, money and traditional items as well in formal yui no. They have 9-item set or 7-item set of these symbolic items. They're all odd numbers because odd numbers are lucky in Japan, right?
I've heard that.
Yes.
Can we ask what you got?
I didn't do yui no.
Ah!
Yes, but...
Well, I think that tells us something right there, that this is a bit of a traditional
custom. Yes, it's quite popular now as well for families who, you know, care about like traditional things. And I think it depends on the region as well.
I think so too. It depends on like where you live. If you're in Tokyo area or if you're in Kansai, like Osaka, Nagoya area, it's all different.
Yes.
Like what you give and receive.
Do you think the Western part is more traditional?
No, I think it's all traditional.
So you find people practicing customs in both locations.
Right.
A nice spread, evenly spread across Japan.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And as an alternative to yui no, many couples do kao awase, which is the first time the families meet.
And where would they have these kind of meetings?
At the restaurant or...
the restaurant's really popular.
Yes.
wait, can I just ask you, any specific kind of restaurant?
Ah, なんか...
Denny's?
いいレストラン?
Not Denny's.
Like Japanese traditional cuisine place or...
With the tatami.
Yes. Or it can be Western as well, but just it's like high class.
And the dress for this occasion is also very formal.
Mm.
You're not going to show up in t-shirt and jeans.
For kawawase?
Yeah.
Ah, so ne. Semi-formal kana.
Define semi-formal.
I think it all depends on the family or the people who are getting married. But I think they still tend to like be a little more classier than usual.
Then our dress code at JapanesePod101.com.
So that, definitely, yeah. So people nowadays choose between yui no or kawawase. I think they ask their parents as well, which they want to do. They care about, you know, traditions more. So,
can you have both? Can you have kawawase and yuino?
I would say so, yes.
All right.
You can. If you want.
All right, tell us more, tell us more.
And then, shall we go on to the wedding day?
I don't know.
Oh, I forgot. When you're doing yuino, the gift may include the engagement ring.
Oh, really?
Yes. It may or may not, but it's often included in the yuino gifts.
So when you propose, you show the girl the ring. Then you're
you
like, well, you're going to get this on a different day.
Yes. Sometimes in this ceremony, even if the man has given the woman the ring already, they use it again, like, as a, you know.
That's
convenient. For ceremony, you know, for a ceremony purpose.
So, I've heard that Japanese women have two rings.
Engagement ring and marriage ring.
Yeah, is that true?
Yes.
And they keep the nicer one at home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah. Not always. Like me, I only have marriage ring. But yeah, it's typical for Japanese women to get engagement ring, which is more expensive, with diamond.
The big diamond.
Yes. Diamond da yo ne. Yeah, I think.
Tapin.
And marriage ring is like plain, simple ring, usually.
Just symbolic of the marriage.
So
now, Sakura-san, let me ask you: when you did you do kawawase?
Kawawase, yes.
What kind of clothing did you wear?
Suit.
You wore a suit too.
Yes.
Not a kimono.
No. If it was yuino, I would have maybe, yeah. But
maybe.
So suits toka, ato one piece toka, like dress.
Yeah. Not the comic.
No.
Here's the comic books we got. So Sakura-san, tell us all about the wedding ceremonies.
Yes. So on the wedding ceremony day, usually you have the ceremony and after that, banquet. So I'll first talk about ceremony, right? In Japan, the wedding ceremony can be done in various styles.
For example?
Kyokai, Christian style. Kyokai is church.
And that would consist of the priest walking down the aisle, the daughter giveaway. Can I say that? How can I put that? Father walking the daughter down the aisle, the best man. But the differing point is there's no mass. In a traditional Catholic-style wedding or Christian-style wedding, we should probably say Christian-style wedding, there's usually mass. Most people don't know that. So it's kind of, you have mass, then you have the ceremonies. And so it's kind of a hybrid combination. Yes. Takes about an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Here it's kind of the 15-minute cut to the...
simplified version, eh?
Sakura-san, I don't know what I'd do without your English. Thank you very much. You and Yoshi have been helping me out a lot lately.
And hymn. You sing hymn and you have very short sermon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, the simplified version.
Yes.
Then the exchanging of the vows.
Yes. And the ring, exchange of the ring.
You didn't forget that, did you, Sakura-san?
Yes. So, yeah, it's a Western style.
Next we have?
Shinto style, which is called Shinzen style as well.
The two characters meaning?
Shin is kami, God, and Zen is front of.
Okay, in front of God.
Yes.
And can you tell us a little more about this?
In this Shinto style, the couples wear Japanese very formal clothes. The bride wears either shiromuku.
Which is
all white kimono. Everything's white.
Wow.
And she wears this white head piece.
Veil.
Like a hat.
Uh-huh. Not like a veil. It doesn't have anything in front, right?
No. There are two kinds, actually. One is like a hat, which is called tsunokakushi. And one type is like a hood. It kind of hides your face, but it's not in front of you. The other option for the dress, bride's dress, there's also a colorful version as well. So either white one or the colorful costume.
So you have your choice.
Yes. And men wear hakama.
Which we talked about in a previous JCC. Now everybody gets together at the shrine?
Yes.
Okay, so we have the Christian style, the shrine. What else do we have?
recently we have Jinzen Shiki.
Which is?
Jin is people, and Zen, again, is in front of. So it's making a vow in front of people. And this is done in a like banquet hall or a restaurant. So, and you can wear any kind of clothes, like usually wedding dress and Western clothes.
I've never heard about this one.
And you can like arrange the proceedings. So it's free and it's more a little bit more casual.
A little bit cheaper, I bet, too.
Yes, yes, yes. So. I did that one.
Ah!
So these are the main ones. And some people go up overseas, 海外 wedding.
Yeah. Now, what I think a lot of people don't understand is you did that one. I didn't even have a ceremony.
Oh, really?
Yes, not yet. Oh. I'm planning on it one day.
Oh, good, yes.
But we just went down to City Hall and we just signed the papers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to be officially married, Sakura-san, what's necessary?
結婚届け?
Wedding papers. And where do you sign these?
At City Hall.
So technically, once you sign those papers, you're married. So we were married by a clerical girl.
Mm-hmm.
Just walked in, signed the papers, gave her the camera, took the picture holding up our marriage certificate, and then we went to eat ramen.
Yes, but that kind of style is becoming popular as well. It's called Jimikon.
What does it stand for?
Jimmy means plain as opposed to like gorgeous or luxurious. Mm. So they just give in the papers and some people have like small party, just that. So they don't want all this celebration going on. Yes. And this is popular among many celebrities nowadays as well. And many people do that.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know. When I was a kid, I had all these visions about marriage, and then we just walked in and signed some papers. I think it was a late afternoon. We just made it. Signed the papers, and then we were married. Yoshi-san, your day will come.
Yes.
Can we come with you to sign?
To Vegas?
Vegas.
You're going to the U.S.?
I have no idea.
Hey, which style wedding do you want to do?
I want to do Japanese style.
本当? 神前 shrine.
Hi.
Oh.
Well, we'll be videotaping that. I can tell you that. Everybody out there.
Yeah.
So Yoshi's going to have the Shinto one. Sakura had the plain one.
Plain one.
And I didn't even have one.
Front of people one, eh? So.
And how did that turn out? How many people showed up?
I invited about 60 people.
Sounds nice.
Yes.
All right, we are out of time.
Oh, really?
But it works out better because now we can do next week. But no, next week we're going to be talking about Disaster Prevention Day, a big day in Tokyo. It's actually September 1st, but we'll be covering it September 2nd. Then we'll be back with another JCC about weddings, talking about the ceremony.
Yes, and I want to talk about the ceremony and also what you're supposed to do when you're invited.
All right, that's going to do for this week.
Mata ne.
Mata ne.